Frank Wright, WRIGHT, Frank, 6174, today's 124.24. I just don't feel good. Number one, body ache. Number two, shoulder pain. Next one is hip pain. Next one is muscle pain. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman, works in refineries, does a lot of traveling. He's on testosterone replacement. He gets 100 milligram every week. He has not had a level checked, and he's going to check it today. We talked about polycythemia. Also, it's time to recheck his PSA as well. He's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, Massachusetts, chest pain, or shortness of breath. Family history, mom in her 70s has thyroid cancer, dad in his 70s has myocardial infarction, and my patient has had stress test in the past. Colonoscopy is coming up next year. Social, no smoking, no drug use, minimal drinking, alcohol, allergen, non-COVID immunization, non-medication. Testosterone 100 milligram weekly, meloxicam 50 milligram PRN, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 once a day. Surgery, back surgery, medical problems, hypertension. He's alert, he's awake, he's in order stress, 330 pounds. His weight is actually down 20 pounds since he started testosterone replacement. By the way, there's no sign of sleep apnea. Heart pulses, pump pulses, still lungs clear, abdomen soft, make sure every skin shows no rash, or because of television, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, history of low B12. Number two, testosterone replacement. Number three, checks CBC. Number four, history of flank pain resolved. Number five, core cardiomegaly. Number six, does not want to have sleep study done, even though his RVH was increased in size. Next number, DJD. Next number is on meloxicam. Next number, history of hypogonadism. Next number, check testosterone. Next number is check PSA. Next number, we'll call patient with the results. Next number is we had an ultrasound of his organs back in May of 2023, which was within normal limits, thank you. Which mostly were within normal limits, thank you. See results.